Let's move on to the remaining two items this afternoon, 6:43.
Amend Portland Parks and Recreation Smoke and Tobacco-Free Parks Policy Enforcement Strategy.
Mr. Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor Harrells. On February 18th, the City Council voted to expand Portland Parks and Recreation Smoke and Tobacco-Free Policy across our entire park system. The policy goes into effect on July 1st. The intent of the policy is to promote public health and protect our parks and natural areas and promote healthy behaviors in our parks. It aligns with Portland Parks and Recreation's focus of healthy parks, healthy Portland. She says it's the mayor.
Yeah, that don't sound very healthy. Sorry.
He has not been smoking, I'm pretty sure about that. Mm-hmm. Although well-intentioned, this ordinance is well-intentioned, and I expect it will be successful, because by and large, when Portlanders know what the rules are, we comply with them. There has been a concern that people who are in violation of the policy may be criminalized. Communities with higher rates of smoking and tobacco use may be disproportionately affected. So we are proposing an amendment to be made to the policy's enforcement strategy to ensure that those in violation are not criminalized. And again, we are not changing the policy. We are amending the enforcement strategy. And I have a revised substitute, which I'd like to move at this time.
Okay.
I may.
Commissioner Fritz moves substitute language.
And the main change in the substitute language is to say that Portland Parks and Recreation staff who have the authority to enforce park rules will be enforcing them, except that any person providing security services at Pioneer Courthouse Square, Director Park, or that portion of the South Park blocks adjacent to Portland State University may enforce the prohibitions of tobacco and smoking in those parks only in the manner provided by this section.
Okay. Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Okay.
Thank you.
So let's take a roll call vote to put the amendment on the table, and then we'll hear from Director Abate and anyone else. So.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
This is keeps the rules as they are and allows the security at these locations to enforce according to this amendment, should it pass. Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, Commissioners, Mike Abate, Director of Portland Parks and Recreation. I'm joined by Assistant Director Warren Jimenez and also Security Manager Galena Burley. From the beginning, we've intended education to be our primary tool of enforcing the smoking policy. However, as it's currently written, there is still a possibility for patrons who refuse to comply with the policy to be subject to a park's exclusion or harsher penalties. And we expect that education will get us to the best outcome and want to clarify that in this amendment today. The amendment specifies that a person in violation of the policy will not be subject to exclusion or to criminal enforcement. Rather, any person violating the policy may be required to leave the park in which the offense occurred for the remainder of the day. Enforcement will only be administered by Portland Parks and Recreation staff who have the authority to enforce park rules with the amendment that Commissioner Fritz just brought forward. You may be wondering about marijuana. Marijuana is different. The new state statute legalizing marijuana specifically prohibits smoking marijuana in public. Therefore, our current policy of exclusions for infractions related to marijuana will remain in place. We believe this amendment clarifies the intent to focus on education as it relates to smoking in parks and is responsive to the concerns we've heard from the community that the commissioner described. With that, please let me know if you have any questions.
Questions? Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Yep.
Anyone want to speak on this item? Come on up.
Good afternoon. It's almost 3:00. My name is Stephen Entwistle. I'm a member of Individuals for Justice and a founder of the Healing Man Sanctuary, also a whistleblower for the less fortunate. This ordinance is wrong. Okay, this takes away rights from folks. Okay, you don't just go take rights away from folks and then explain later why you did it. Okay, I don't know how to put this. We did not like this law. This law is I don't care how you try to force it in, but. And to say that marijuana is a more dangerous product to begin with, you're looking at arguably a non-carcinogenic smoke versus a very carcinogenic smoke. And to give leeway to people that are smoking the carcinogenic smoke is kind of intellectually dishonest on a medical platform. Also, this will disproportionately affect poor, homeless folks, people of color, regardless of how you're trying to make it sound good. Because I'll tell you what, you got everything in place with this. The law is already in place. Okay, you've already taken away the rights from folks. They don't even realize this until July 1st, and then they will realize it. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be against this. They're going to be protesting against this, and I will be one of the protesters that will help protest against this because this is wrong. When it comes to poor folks, you always talk about how you want to go slow. Go move slow. Move slow on this. Move slow on that. Move slow on this when it comes to helping the poor. Okay, but boy, when it comes to slamming the poor under the bus, man, let's throw those fastballs under there and let's not even let the public even have a hearing, you know. I mean, that's ridiculous to me. And to take away the rights from folks at the same time is wrong. Regardless of smoke, regardless of marijuana, regardless of all that, this is just a wrong, wrong deal, okay? We will not support this. We will never support this. This is something that should never... You should wait a couple of years and see what is really needed on this. If you really want to be intellectually honest about this, you need to slow down. This is too much, okay? There's going to be people that are already just going to slam heads against park rangers. And by the way, are they allowed to smoke also, as well as the golf courses? They're allowed to, have their way because of the money, because they have influence, because they agree to gentrification. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else? So this comes back on second reading next week. Thank you. And then item